Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a fantastic show planned for you here today. Isn't that right, people?
Yay. It's going to be fantastic.
I was expecting nobody to say anything, and I was going to say all at once, but there really wasn't all
I
at
gave
once
you a
response.
Yay.
Michelle Bell, how are you today?
I'm good. I have my new BlackBerry. I'm so happy.
New, kind of old, yeah. But new again.
1995.
Someday, I didn't know they still made those.
Someday we'll get Michelle to move into the
we
current
will not.
Century, but it's all good. Michelle keeps up. Joe Haley, how are you?
What's I'm good, Andy. How are you? I can't hear myself. Can't hear my headphones.
That's okay.
That's all right.
He's having trouble.
You.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Very good.
So don't worry about it. We got you. And we have Chris Ruvo pinch hitting for our own Kathy Houston here today who had a calamity at home.
Tragic story she had.
I know. Yeah. Animals.
Yeah.
What can you do? So, Chris, how are you today?
Oh, Andy, I'm marvelous. Ready to go. Ready and rearing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Very nice. We also have Kathleen on the tech board who's dealing with Joe's headphones at this point. And Vinny getting ready to take your calls. We are talking about how to manage your company's fast growth. If you have any questions about how to keep up with your company's growth or how to find growth to begin with, let us know. Michelle's giving me a strange look.
This pen smells like cupcakes.
And Michelle's pen smells like cupcakes. Interesting.
Let's focus.
Very good. We also have Jan. Curiously wearing a New York Mets blanket
here like
in the very cold
like
studio.
He draped himself in mediocrity.
Yes. So we will get to your calls again regarding how to manage your company's fast growth. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We'll get to your calls a little bit later on in the show. But, Joe, right now, tell us what's on tap for today's show.
Well, first I'm going to tell you, if you do call in, we put you on the air. Or if you send us an email or put something on Facebook and we talk about it on air, you're going to get our big radio prize pack, which includes a $25 Visa gift card. You're going to get Joe Show travel mug. You're also going
Joe Show travel mug. Fancy.
Travel mug, yeah.
A sought-after item on the market these days.
Actually,
great for schools.
Let me just say that I got a text from my wife last week while I was in Chicago, and she said, tell Joe I'm using his travel mug.
Oh, how about and it took you a whole
so
week to tell me.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
That's important news. You're also going to get the finger puppets, and you're going to get the radio show host hand fans.
Wow.
But on this show today, we're going to take your call on this question, as Andy said, on how to handle your company's fast growth. We also have an ASI Chicago show recap. Chris is going to tell you why it's important to tell your customer's story. Retailers cash in on Royal Baby Mania. Michelle has a look at that. We're also going to talk about.
Anybody else sick of the Royal Baby already? No? Just me? All
just
right,
you, Captain
All right,
Kildare.
Sorry, moving on.
I got breaking news that, you know, it finally took a bottle. I'm kidding. I'm making that up. We're going to talk about what worker from whom really
needs.
You
were going to have a name.
We have our favorite products, but let's start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with awards news. At a ceremony in Chicago last week, Counselor unveiled its annual Top 40 list. Heading the distributor Top 40 is Staples Promotional Products with more than $400 million in 2012 sales. And leading the supplier list of the largest companies in the industry is Broder Brothers with more than $500 million in sales. Counselor also named Polyconcept North America President David Nicholson as its Person of the Year. Go to ASICentral.com for complete details. Supplier acquisition news now. AT Cross has sold its accessories unit, which includes its longstanding pen operation, for $60 million in cash to a new affiliate of private equity firm Clarion Capital. The deal is expected to close in the third quarter. Cross has not said how the accessory division sale will affect its position in the promo product market. On to personnel news now. Supplier firm BoxerCraft has appointed Shelley Foland as its new CEO. She previously was the company's vice president of sales and marketing. On to show news now. The ASI show has announced its lineup of keynote speakers for 2014, headlined by President George W. Bush in Dallas. The slate of speakers also includes multiple people from the hit TV show Shark Tank. Check out the complete list at asishow.com right now. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what was the coolest thing that you found in Chicago?
You know, Andy, I found a couple of things. One of the cool things I like is called a Broly umbrella, and the handle is, for lack of a better description, you wear it almost like you would put on brass knuckles. You know, it's got the finger holes there for you. So the way you hold this umbrella now, it gives you the ability to operate your cell phone. You're smart. You can do it with one hand. You can do it with both hands. So you don't have to do this. You can do this. So you can do it on your strong hand. That, and, you know, I found some neat and unique ideas for products I haven't thought about just by speaking with some of the suppliers there. You know, never considered a little mini spatula, rubber spatula, but talking with this guy, I got some great ideas.
Very cool. All right, well, check that out in one of the two episodes that are in Promogram today that Joe did from the ASI show in Chicago. Speaking of the ASI show, as I just said in the news, we have announced the keynote speakers at the upcoming shows for 2014. Joe, from your fist pump, it
yes.
seemed like you must be pretty excited yeah. about the Dallas speaker.
I mean, think about it. How many times do we have an opportunity to actually be in the presence, whether you like him or not, of someone who's been the president of the United States, arguably the most powerful person in the world. Again, whether you like the person or not, to be there and have an opportunity to listen to them speak.
Very cool. I agree. I think being having a former president as a keynote speaker is very cool. So check that out.
I mean, we
in
had Bill
Dallas
Clinton
in
the
February,
past,
yep.
which was very, you know, mm-hmm. nice and cool and
wow.
awesome and all that. So.
You walked the line on that one.
Joke on that one there, Jeff.
Well, as I said, you can check out the full list of speakers for the 2014 ASI shows right now on asishow.com. Okay, before we get to your calls, we're going to take Leighton Lee on line 3 for our Product Safety Minute. Leighton, how are you today?
Good morning, ASI. I hope everybody is well and staying dry. I hear from Vinny that you folks have had some horrible rain there in PA for the last 24 hours
we,
or so.
Oh, yeah. We did. We had some crazy rain last night. It even scared cats.
Cats
here
scared
in
Jackson
various
Pollock.
People's homes. So, Leighton, what's on your product safety mind today?
Well, what's on my mind are button cell batteries. We often forget that button cell batteries can be very, very dangerous to children. And that's the whole topic of this product safety minute. As we know, button cell batteries come in all types of electronic products, whether they be small handheld calculators to key fobs, on and on. Our industry sells a lot of products that contain button cell batteries. Now, once a child gets its hands on a button cell battery, they're very attractive to them, especially those of the mouthing ages, 3 and under or 4 and under. And they tend to put these things in their mouth. Well, forget about the electrocution aspect, the shocking aspect. Because the terminals are so close together, one positive on one side and negative on the other side, much like two sides of a coin, if the button cell gets lodged in a child's windpipe, which is very common, especially the larger ones, about the size of a nickel or a quarter, instant burning occurs, and the tissue starts to erode and start to burn up, and the child oftentimes doesn't know what to do and just feels pain. I was doing some research last night, and I saw one example where testers had cut a hot dog down the center of the hot dog. And they put a lengthwise and put a button cell battery inside between the two halves of the hot dog and held the two halves together for 5 minutes. And the next photo that I saw was that the button cell battery had essentially cooked the hot dog on both sides of the cut and had singed it. So it's a very, very graphic example of what a button cell battery can do to a child. So what do we do? Bottom line is we as suppliers and distributors in our industry should be very, very cautious about any item that we source that contains a button cell battery. Make sure that the compartment or the hatch, the lid that is on the item, is as childproof as possible. And that means having a screw or requiring a coin to dislodge the compartment lid. And that should prevent the child from getting access to a button cell battery. So that concludes my product safety minute for you. You folks be safe out there in PA and stay dry and start building the ark, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Leighton.
Appreciate the call.
Take.
I didn't know that we would be talking about hot dogs here this
that
morning.
That was like
but,
the weirdest example.
Yeah. Very good. Important messages from our friend Leighton Lee out at ETS Express. All right, we are going to go to the phones now to take your calls regarding how to manage your company's fast growth. If you have any questions about that or anything that's on your mind on this lovely Tuesday morning, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We already have a few callers on the line. Let's go to Jamie on line one. Jamie, how are you?
Good morning. I'm so excited to finally be talking to you guys.
Well, we're excited to have you on the show. What's your question for the host?
Well, I have a problem that's a bit about what you've been talking about. My business is growing at a rapid rate, and I'm very excited about it, but I'm just wondering if there are any pitfalls that I should be watching for.
Yeah, I would say the first one is customer service issues. If you're growing fast, that means you're either adding customers or adding a whole host of orders into your system. So you need to ensure that your processes are set up to kind of handle that and make sure that you're giving enough time to your best customers. I think that's probably the biggest issue to watch out for.
Yeah, that point about processes is, I think I would extend that to the whole operation beyond just customer service, because as you start to get that influx of orders, you have to be able to service them all at the same level to process them through your entire operation efficiently. Because if you start to have breakdowns because you can't handle the volume, well, then those orders that you have breakdowns on, those people aren't going to come back to you. So you need to make sure you're ready to go at that higher level before you really start to push heavy growth.
I would also say the allocation of resources. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of small companies in the industry who, they start to do well, they start to experience some success, they have money and sales coming in, and they don't know quite what to do with this influx of cash and resources, and they don't spend wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jamie. Well, hopefully that helps. And hang
it
on
does.
The line for so Vinny can get your information for your ASI Radio prize pack.
Thank you.
All right. On line four, we have Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
Really good. How you doing?
We're doing great. How's the weather out there in California?
It is hot and muggy.
Well, that pretty much describes the whole country.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hello,
exactly.
July.
Well, Leighton reminded me, I always remember enjoying going to the ASI show to see the hot dog lady years ago.
She's still there.
Oh, is she? I like that.
Oh, we're still giving away hot dogs.
I know you're giving away hot dogs. A question for you regarding growth. When it comes to growing and to maintaining connection with your client, and, I keep getting accounts from other companies that one of the reasons why I get these accounts is because the companies that they're dealing business with are so big that they say that their personal attention hasn't been enough. They wanted more of a hands-on personal attention. And how do you grow and maintain that? Because I'm thinking, as I try to grow myself and get 2-3 times bigger, there's only so much a person can go around. So how much do you delegate to office staff and people behind the scenes, and how much do you as a salesperson need to stay in contact with your clients?
I think it's not about how much do you delegate. It's the fact that you have to delegate, and you got to be willing to let go. A lot of time with smaller businesses, the person who owns it and is the president and the CEO also is the, biggest sales rep there too, who brings in the most in sales. So you've got to be willing to either give up some of that person to person and assign a new rep to a client, or you've got to decide that you need someone in the back office to handle all the back office paperwork, making sure orders are placed, proofs are proofed, everything's done that way, so it frees up your time. But it's that ability to be able to delegate and let go.
I also think, Stanley, that it goes to Michelle's point before as far as allocation of resources. You have to know and should know which of your customers need that kind of high-level hand-holding. You can't do that for everybody, especially as you grow. And not every customer necessarily needs that. Some are good with some self-service, and, they place their orders, and they expect that things come on time, and as long as that happens, they're fine.
Yep.
The other ones that you may have, won because you offer that personal service, you have to prioritize them to the top, because that's what you know they're expecting. So I think you have to take a critical look at your customer base as you get larger and, you know, kind of divvy them up into the A, B, and C categories and know that the A's you have to provide that personal service to, the B's, you know, you might get delegated to others in your organization, and the C's might be just okay with that self-service where they don't need the hand-holding that you're providing to other clients. So I think a critical look at your client list can help you to kind of allocate where you're spending your time.
And I would just add that as you look at those clients that you know need more attention in personal service, that it's you want to prioritize among that list too.
Sure.
It sounds like common sense, of course, but you want to make sure you're devoting the most time to the people who are going to be the most, you know, lucrative for you over the long haul.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Stanley.
And when it comes to emailing your clients, how often do you think is too much to maintain good contact with those clients? Is it two times a month? Is it once a month? What is your opinion?
I don't know that there's a hard and fast rule with that. I think, you know, as deals are happening, you know, as you're fulfilling an order, then I think you need to communicate with clients as frequently as necessary to keep them in the loop on where things are. If you're talking about outside of, like, fulfillment periods.
Yeah, outside of the orders.
Right. You know, then, I think you have to have a feel for what they're okay with,
right?
Almost. Go ahead, Jay.
Right. No, I was going to say, make sure that the email is purposeful. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. just don't inundate them with, like, oh, this is on sale, this is on sale, this is on sale. You know, tell them that you're looking forward to their calendar and you know that they got their company picnic coming up, or you got, you know, their employee anniversary awards dinner or whatever it is. It's their birthday. Just send them a wish. You know, if you're always trying to sell them in an email, I think then it becomes, you know, troublesome. But if you're sending an email that's got a video where you found the new product, you shot a little video, they might appreciate that, you know. So,
right.
Got it.
All right, Stanley.
Okay,
thanks for the call, and we'll speak to you soon. Michelle, I think we had some comments on Facebook about this issue.
We do. We have one from David Garthwaite who says, developing procedures for the complete order process flow is key to handling growth. Updating and tweaking may be needed, but if you stick to a set of rules, items won't be put on the back burner or completely missed. Once the workload becomes too great, it's time to hire another person. And I think that that's accurate, and that kind of echoes some similar comments that we've gotten. We've got another comment from Sheila Burkhold, who says, prioritizing, again, becomes extremely important during fast growth. If you have an office staff of one or two, you will need to prioritize day-to-day and be flexible enough to change that midday, depending on
an important point.
How the day changes.
Right. You don't know. As you're growing, you know, orders are coming in faster than you can probably predict that they're going to come in. And that's a good thing. But that means you need to be as flexible as possible from a day-to-day, even hourly basis. You know, you could have to shift your office's focus in the, you know, from morning to afternoon. And it could change as far as what you were thinking the day was going to be like. All right. Let's go to one more call before we head to a break. Martin on line two. Martin, how are you today?
Hi, how are you guys doing? Welcome back.
Thank you very much. What's your question for the host?
Well, listen, I have a business. It's not huge, but we've done pretty good over the past year. I'm pretty happy with where we are in my marketing efforts, but I'm a little worried that we're not able to provide the same level of customer service as before. Is now when I should start hiring more people? I'm reluctant to just immediately take more people on and commit to it, but I don't want to let things slip away either.
Michelle's looking at me.
Somebody.
You know, I would always say what I always say. Hire an intern or a temp.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
I think he answered his own question.
I think you want to be careful with adding too much overhead.
Yeah.
Unless you know that they're, you know, 6 months to a year down the line, the revenues are going to still be at that level that you're seeing today. If you can accurately, or you think you can accurately predict that that's the case, then I would start to, you know, add headcount. Mm-hmm. You can do it through temps and through interns, which means that your overhead is not as significant. But, you know, this is a time to capitalize on opportunities. There's a lot of opportunities for growth right now. We talk a lot about different markets on this show that are growing. And distributors, as we're seeing in data all the time, are really growing. So there are opportunities. You want to be prepared for those opportunities to be able to capitalize on them. And having, you know, additional staff is a good way to do that. I would just caution that you want to make sure that you can cover those extra expenses down the line.
I would say maybe before you add staff, you might want to look at your, again, we used this word earlier, your processes, if you will, internally, to see if there's places where you can kind of gain efficiencies and have some of your current people maybe give them tools, be it business management software or what have you, to where they can be more efficient and more streamlined, and that way you get more done with the same amount of people that are already there before you take on another salary.
Good point, Chris. All right, Martin, we'll hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card and prize pack. Okay, now we are going to pause to hear from our show sponsor, AIA, but when we get back, Michelle will regale us with tales about Chicago.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. I don't have any headphones, but now I do. All of a sudden.
Back.
Okay, I'm back.
We have a Facebook comment that somebody just wrote in.
All right, let's hear it, Michelle.
Somebody from Sherman Oaks Chamber of Commerce, I think. I'm always encouraged by the diverse advice and creative ideas that the ASI radio team brings out for the listeners.
There you go. Right.
Checks in the mail.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for listening. You know, the California listeners are aplenty for some reason. They wake up with us.
That's
out
right.
there. Interesting.
Wake
it's
up.
Like morning coffee
that's,
and ASI
like,
radio.
Like
enjoy.
A cup of sunshine.
All right. Michelle, Joe, and I were out in Chicago last week for the ASI show. Joe, what was your favorite moment out there?
Favorite of all time, Andy? Spending time with you. No.
Besides that, Joe, we all know that.
That was a given.
You know, it's always a great opportunity to talk to people who listen to the radio show. I mean, we ran into one distributor who actually works out, listens to this on the podcast as she works out.
Yeah, but tell her how it happened. Yeah, she recognized Andy's voice.
She right. She recognized on the bus.
Yeah, on the bus she was sitting in front of me, and I was talking to Joe, and she turned and said, "Are you on the ASI radio show?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "I recognize your voice."
That's,
I
so
said, that's really scary.
But no, it's always, you know, a lot of fun speaking with suppliers, you know, talking about products that are coming up at the second half of 2013, speaking with distributors, you know, finding out how their business is going so far this year, what their challenges are, just, you know, touching base with the people that we really converse with through email and through the radio show, you know, and things like that. So being able to do face-to-face is a lot of fun. And, of course, the Counselor Awards.
There you go, Michelle. What was the highlight for you?
The Counselor Prom, the Counselor Awards. It nearly put me in the grave this year, but I thought it was fantastic, and I love seeing...
We'll do better next year.
I loved seeing Danny Rosen get his Best Cohen Award and David Nicholson as the Person of the Year.
Yeah,
course,
we gave out a ton of awards, about 100 awards that night between the two top 40 lists and the individual awards, and they're all shown and listed on asicentral.com now. So that was quite a night. It's Chicago's a really good show. I really enjoy it.
You know, Danny's speech was so poignant, and he was at your table. I know, Andy. Mm-hmm. Did anybody record that? That we like? Did Robert record it?
I'm not
we
sure.
Post it? Okay.
I'm not sure, but it was good. I did do a quick video interview with all the winners afterwards, so there is a video posted of him that I know he talked about some of what he said in his speech in that interview. So that's online as well. Check that all out online now, and you could feel like you were actually in Chicago with us.
Well, what was your favorite part? You didn't say what your favorite part was. You just asked us.
Well, I didn't want to be redundant because mine was the Counselor Awards, and it was. You know,
it wasn't the night at the Zebra Lounge.
I thought we weren't talking about that night. Sorry. Okay, Chris, I understand that it's important to tell your customer story, not just your own. So, what's that all about?
Yeah. So, in your marketing materials, whether it be an email blast that you send, or content on your website or a blog, you want to make sure that you're consistently focusing on and telling the stories of your customers. And I think the best way to explain this would be to go check out Robin Promotions' website. They're based in Oklahoma City. They're a distributor. They do a fantastic job of that. You go to their website, and they have spotlighted on the landing page a number of stories that talk about their customers and how their customers have had successful promotional or marketing campaigns for initiatives that they, meaning the customer, was focused on. And then Robin Promotions kind of subtly works in, oh, by the way, yeah, we provided XYZ products.
It's
for this.
Smart.
So essentially what they're doing, they're not saying, hey, these are our great products and we're great guys, and you get the reaction, nobody cares. But if you say, this is a great story about our customer, and oh, by the way, we helped them achieve this, it positions you as that helper, as mm-hmm. somebody who's not arrogant or pushy,
right,
and as somebody who would be an asset to work with.
You know, it's a smart marketing strategy. We always talk about the idea of not just talking about yourself and what your company does, but you know, what do you do for clients? So talk about your clients. Talk about what their story is, and you know, ensure that that's how you're getting your message across. I think that's a great idea. Okay, we are going to pause for a message from our second sponsor today. It's hard to say that fast. ASI Computer, but when we get back, we will talk about the Royal Baby.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show. That was an abrupt stop, wasn't it? I wasn't quite ready.
We're back. We're back.
Okay, go.
But we are live indeed. Well, the Royal Baby was born. He was a boy. Born yesterday. He actually still is a boy.
Yes. What country? What country?
Reports are that still going on today?
What country? I think we all know. So, Michelle,
yep,
there is some mania around that and some promotional products as well. So what do you know?
There are. You know how much is being spent on products surrounding this child?
Scary, I actually do know.
$372 million,
oh,
U.S., by the way. And here are some products. There's one that is a purple velour diaper cover with a gold embroidered crown. Oh, the Brits. You know what it looks
don't
like,
don't you though? Have one of those?
It looks like a Crown Royal bag.
Is that right?
Did you not? Yeah. There are.
That would be a good tie-in for Crown Royal.
It really would. There are baby bibs and baby sleep suits and lots of icky baby stuff that say Prince and Princess in Training, Born to Rule. They consider
Born
this
to Rule is actually pretty good. That's good. Yeah.
But is this for people to buy? I mean, you know, it's.
Yeah. They get excited over there over this stuff.
People here get excited, too. Do you remember at the royal wedding? People had parties all across the country
here. All sorts
of stuff. To watch it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Michelle.
Not that I attended one.
So they consider this to be financially not quite as close to the royal wedding in 2011, but pretty close. And it's going to continue, they say, for the next year. And they say that sales of things like prams, which I think in Britain is like strollers, prams and pushchairs, are up 13% just because of this. It's so bizarre.
That is strange.
We had a baby. Let's buy a pram. Yeah.
That is
it's like,
strange.
What a great time.
Oh, the wacky Brits.
Maybe they can cart their cats around in them.
That I would understand.
Oh, God.
Okay,
they have fun celebrating their royals over there. I guess we don't do that as much nearly. Here.
It's crazy, though, the amount of promo products.
It
I mean,
is.
And everything now is logoed. And, you know, because they know the sex now, you know, it was a little boy. And once
right.
that boy gets named, things are going to, you know, of course, then skyrocket because his name will be on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope they name him something
all right.
cool.
Bets on names. What do you got, Roof? What's your name?
Well, I somebody said Alfred before, and I like that one, but I think it's going to be George. I thought I remember reading that.
Yeah, I got George.
I got
yeah.
George, too.
I'm going with something cool like Declan. Declan or Lachlan.
That would be
Irish.
I don't care.
That doesn't fly for the Brits.
Go back to your cats.
We have just enough time left for our show host's favorite things, which will not be royal baby focused. But, Chris, lead us off.
Yeah, so I picked the very important tee. It's a new kind of fashion forward t-shirt from Sanmar's District line. Comes at a really great price point, but yet has the look and the feel of you know the kind of tee that you'd see at retail now. Great for any kind of youth centered campaign. If your audience is young, then you'd want to check this out.
Very cool. You could check out a picture of that and the other products online right now at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, Joe, you're up. I guess you found something in Chicago.
Yes, you? Yes, yes, yes. This is called the Magna Caddy, and how this works is you screw it into the handle or the grip of your putter, and it comes with a
ball
marker. But it's a magnet, and you don't have to – if you have to chip, you take two clubs to the green, you chip, you lay it down, you putt. You don't have to bend over to pick out that club because it's got a very strong magnet on it. And it comes gift box, and you can find this from G5 Marketing. That's ASI 55621. You can find them online at www.magna, that's M-A-G-N-E, caddy.com. It makes a great gift for your upcoming clients' golf outings.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Michelle?
Yep. Mine is in honor of Mr. David Nicholson, who's our person of the year. So it's from Leeds, and it is a Kenneth Cole women's leather tote, and it is super cool and super fashionable. And they are ASI 66887, and you can find all of this at asicentral.com/radio.
Very cool. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but thank you to our show sponsors, AIA and ASI Computer. And tune in to us again next week when I will be on vacation at the beach, but the rest of these fine folks will be here to host you. All right, have a good week, everybody.